Practical Work on Self, Chapter 10, Mentation. Mentation is the force of collected attention which activates the higher mental body. We use the term mentation to mean the intentional processing of ideas in the mental apparatus in more or less the same way that a blacksmith would handle iron. In this sense, mathematics and motor centrum exercises in which various parts of the body are moved in opposing rhythms are good discipline for preparing the mental apparatus to handle the controlled mental flow of thoughts to an exact end result. In mentation, we use a special form of will to keep the mental apparatus on a specific path. Meditation is a polite euphemism for a mild form of pondering. To produce real mentation from out of our wandering thoughts, which are ordinarily guided by the flow of automatic association, we must add another ingredient, something unknown to ordinary human beings, and which they have no data in themselves to be able to discover by any ordinary means. Mentation can be said to be the artistic and proficient use of the lower mental apparatus, which elevates it from a strictly mechanical organ in which thoughts are processed by the flow of automatic association, in which one thing suggests another and one thought drives out of the previous one, to a real centrum in which attention of presence can become active. The machine cannot imagine thought which occurs independently of the process of automatic mental associations. If we should happen to accidentally somehow hear about this idea of mentation before we come to a school, we inevitably decide that it must mean the deep passive observation of the automatic flow of whatever vague thoughts happen to be proceeding in the mental apparatus at the moment. In ordinary thought, we do not care about what may happen and cannot direct our thoughts except in the most general way, and after only a few minutes at most, the attention wanders, becomes distracted or seduced, and we forget our original aim entirely. For mentation, we collect all those ideas which happen to fall within the same general category and focus upon them unremittingly, fixating them in the high-intensity spotlight of a special form of will of the mental centrum called concentrated attention. We can turn back and pick up all the attention we've scattered behind us all over creation, in much the same way that a child leaves a trail of clothes behind him when he toddles off to bed. This little but powerful ingredient of collected attention is to mentation what the fulcrum was to Archimedes. Then, taking any object such as this ashtray, we can concentrate our full attention on it until no interruptions from other sources of interest occur. Having a seance with it, looking, listening, feeling it, we establish a new organization of the nervous system as a result of this new mental activity. Now try this same concentration of attention on an organic part of the machine, then on a rational thought, then on trying to recapture a mood from your childhood by intentionally reproducing its sensations in the present. Mentation is not an end in itself, and we're not interested in control or personal manipulation of the machine. Let's pause for a moment to consider, what is the use of mentation? If we do not know the use of mentation, what can we possibly learn from it? After all, we do not wish to become just passive mental philosophers. We must have heard the idea that by this discipline of mentation, because the head brain functions strictly by association and cannot mentate, the machine eventually learns to activate the higher mental centrum. In Atlantis, there existed a great crystal and many smaller crystals taken from the larger crystal, all of which had the unique property of collecting light from all sources, even from distant stars, which could be concentrated inside the interior of the crystal and emitted in any direction in a narrow but very intense beam. When Atlanteans began to use this crystal as a weapon, their civilization was destroyed. Humanity is now on the verge of rediscovering these crystals. If we're unable to direct our states, of what use is it to evolve as a higher being? Mentation is just one example of the many possible disciplines we may acquire in order to direct our new states of being, especially in our new life in the higher dimensions. The head brain is the thinking centrum, can only suggest a line of activity and then easily lose it because the thinking centrum has no authority. It lacks the force of will. The higher mental centrum in the tail brain has the authority to originate and continue mentation for any period until the process is complete. Contrary to our most cherished beliefs about our intellectual powers, the head brain does not originate thoughts. Imagine a gigantic thought radio transmitting tower. Now imagine all humans participating together in collecting and sorting through the thoughts emanating from this source of all thought. The head brain captures only one or two thoughts in 70,000, reverberating them slowly for a duration of seconds, minutes, and sometimes hours at a time. Depending on type, we may fall subject to one thought which reverberates as a major theme, then catch a second which reverberates as a secondary theme, then a third which reverberates as a tertiary theme, and then weave these together into the orchestration of what humans of this planet, this little planet, call thought. The definition of mentation is the focusing of voluntary thoughts in a certain category of thought, and only in that category of thought. Personality can have many states at once because each part of the personality is buffered from the other parts, but being, because it has unity, can only have one state at a time. This should provide a major clue for us about the difference between the human biological machine and the being, the non-phenomenal self. The momentary state of the machine we can call the average of all possible states, because all possible states are continuously proceeding within the machine simultaneously, just as its automatic flow of dreams, but in complete isolation from one another at any given moment. The combined average in this case means simply a totality of blending of inner forces such as they happen to occur. With collected attention, we have only one state at any given moment, but this state can change. Now, perhaps, we can catch a glimpse of our own possible future as a being. The direction of states of being is the goal of all personal work. State means the full potential of a moment, the whole scale of our present cosmic attention. Mentation is a trans-space ship, which can transport us from one ordinary state to another, while mood can take us from a lower state to a higher state, if we know how to fly it. Few vehicles exist which can actually convey us from lower to higher dimensions, and the mental can only take us from place to place within a single lower organic octave, or convey us in a fantasy to our subjective idea of a higher dimension. Mentation is to the work what the monkey wrench is to a mechanic. It is the basis for something which can later become an almost universal tool. Collected attention is our ticket on the transspace ship, in which we will enter into very deep mentation on the question of conscience, which we will call the holy planet purgatory. This exercise was also called in past times the dark night of the soul. To be able to rise again from our voluntary exile in this state of deep mentation, which places us in temporary exile on the holy planet purgatory, we must use an entirely different transspace ship, which happens to require exactly 1 year and 1 day to construct, and in addition, can only be constructed on the actual surface of the holy planet purgatory. We must never actually dare to land on the holy planet purgatory until we know that we're definitely able to return from exile, which is to say, we're able to complete the process of deep contemplation on the question of conscience, and, without the artificial exertion of personal will to do so, emerge from the depths of deep mentation. The holy planet purgatory has two other names, which are remorse of conscience and the cave. But do you happen to know the two private names for the solar absolute? They are having a wonderful time, wish you were here, and I am, but I forget just what.